This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's Sunday Q&A. And the opening question goes to Nick at London Creative. Hello, Nick. How you doing, mate? He says, so is the wedding on the weekend of your birthday? Is it a ploy to make sure that Dad never forgets to buy him an anniversary present? You are not wearing your kilt to the wedding. Thought that would be a given. In reference to the seat on the truck, yeah, they would need a motor that turns the seat 90 degrees and lowers it, kind of a hitch and fringe door. Don't know about that bit. And the next one, maybe a Scania T bottlenose. That's what you want. I've never been a fan of lorries that stick out the front, like the American lorries, which sometimes they make perfect sense because if you've got to get under the bonnet, you can just lift the bonnet up rather than having to jack the whole cab up. I just always like square trucks. As for is the wedding on the day, you know, sort of 2 days after my birthday, so that I can remember the anniversary present, they pick the date, not me, which is absolutely fine. But the preparations have begun. Look at this. Hey! Got the lights up. They took a while. I've got the lights up. I've got the lights up in the garden tomorrow. The stereo is now working because they've got a stereo which syncs up to our stereo. We've got a Sonosy thing going on. My mate Darren got him an early wedding present so that we can have the stereo rather than a DJ and all that kind of stuff. So preparations for the countdown. It's kind of like T-minus 20 and counting, or T-minus 14 and counting. This time in 2 weeks, there'll be loads of people dancing in here. That'd be good fun, wouldn't it, really? Like, you know, still, of course, I have time to record the tiny Q&A. I'm sure I'm not going to miss out, you know. Questions need to be answered and all that. But, yeah, it's all getting a bit lead up for the big day. So, and Shane Hardy says, Pete's finally doing YouTube shorts. Yeah, the thing is, what I've worked out is because a lot of time where I'm sort of rabbiting on the sort of the Life on the Road videos, and you come across some sort of philosophical thing or some sort of interesting thing or something that's going on in the news. And then I think, well, rather than I can stick them in the Life of the Road videos just because, or if it occurs to me, you see, it's the 21st century. It's a wonderful time to live. Music, TV, we live like kings. Food, I've got food from around the globe that is delivered to my door in 20 minutes. I have the choice of all the finest garments from the internet, once again, delivered to my door the very next day. Anything you want, you don't have to search for. We live like kings. Never forget that. Freedom, the food, the availability is fantastic. As for the TV, I kind of think, well, if something goes on, you can just sort of pick the phone up and go, do you know what? It's been, I never realised, but it's saying over here, if you need it, well, you click that button. And it might help someone. And it's just, you know, just so there are shorts, there are other channels out there. There is TikTok and there is also Instagram. But they pretty much do the same as the YouTube shorts. So if you're in the YouTube, you're probably just as easy sticking with the YouTube. Like, you know, it's out there. Feel free. I'll do a link to the website. I'll do a link just in case. But yeah, all out there. So, right. So last week's mistakes. Steve Campbell says Tower Bridge has got a weight restriction. It's an 18-ton limit for goods vehicles. It's a struggle to get across the Thames if you're in a big vehicle. Because, okay, so if you're coming from, like, you know, say East London, okay, you've obviously got you've got Blackwall. Well, you're right with that one. Of course, you've got the Queen Elizabeth Bridge. But it's like, I've got Rotherhithe. No, I can't go Rotherhithe. Anything over two and a half tonne, you've got no chance. Got Tower Bridge. Can't do Tower Bridge. Can't do Albert Bridge. Can't do Hammersmith because it's got a width restriction. Sometimes it's a struggle getting across the Thames. I can imagine that if you're in an Arctic, you go, well, I'm going to go over the QE2 Bridge or the Blackwall Tunnel, or I'm not going at all. And of course, I can't go in because I haven't got DVS. Do I miss it? No, not one bit. And has it cost me any money? No, it hasn't. No. So, but anyway, so yeah, thanks for that, Steve. Good to speak to you. I've been catching up with a few people. Now I'm back on my own again. I've got a bit of freedom back and I've actually had the ability to speak to a few people, which I've got to say I'm very, very pleased about. So, and on the subject to which, the first day back, We did the second video on the first day back. Ken Warburton says, wishing you all the very best for the future, Pete. Take care, take money. Thank you, Ken. Appreciate that. Ivor Ross says, oh, it's an absolute meal getting that paddock off. Just open the other side. He says, welcome back. And Johnny 13 says, painful with that strap. Yeah, what it was I don't understand them. I went in there, and I think it was first day back, and bizarrely, despite the fact I've been doing this for 7 years, first day back in your own lorry, I did feel a little bit rabbit in the headlights, like, you know. And they went, no, we'll reverse it in, we'll take it off inside. And I'm reversing it in. You know when you do that thing when you're reversing in, and you can't see behind you? Because until your cab gets, like, inside, all you've got is, like, daylight. And daylight, you're thinking, I could hit something like that. And what you've normally got is some guy behind doing this. Look at his phone. And you think, you're not even looking, mate, you know. Sort of, so I reversed in really, really slowly, got it in. But once I got it in, on that side, there was no space. So it had to come off from this side. And then they turned around and they said, I'll just take it back outside. I'll take it outside. And I thought, I can't be bothered. I'm in now. I've opened the curtains. I'm settled. I went, We'll stick a strap around it. Just as long as stick a strap around it, we'll sort of reposition it outside. So that's what we did. Leechy Lee. Hello, Lee. Good to speak to you, mate. Got to speak to him this week for the first time. Hope everything's going all right. He said, is it me or do those trousers look like they're shrunk in the wash? Yes, I made the fatal error because I needed a new pair. And I thought, well, rather than it was getting like late in the summer, I thought, well, rather than getting another pair of shorts, and it's too warm for like normal trousers, I'll buy some three quarters. I'll treat myself to a pair of clam diggers. So I bought myself some three quarter trousers, thinking they're going to be just as good in the summer as they are in the winter. And as it turned out, no, they're just as useless in the summer as they are in the winter. As in the summer, they're too hot, and in the winter, I've got cold ankles. So I've got them. What I'm going to do with them, I don't know. I probably will wear them, you know, sort of spring and autumn time. But where are the long ones now? Yes, it's quite right. And so it's not the finest look in the world either, is it, really? Grown man walking around in three-quarter length trousers and white socks. It's just a bit bizarre. Casey Courier says, he says, nice video, Pete. Good to see you back. He says, don't push yourself too hard. Put your mental health first. Take care. Take money. I'm in a much better place now. It was tough, Casey. It was tough. And you can watch the videos. Sort of. I did the one. We'll do your link on the, you know, going back to when it was on depression. I'm not proud of it, but it is what it is. But if anything else, it is a testimony to keep going and carry on. You just hammer through it. And it's slowly but surely, it's starting to, starting to gather pace. I'm still doing a few jobs, which I'm not going to get paid for 60 days, but I'm still surviving, probably better than I was before. And, you know, it's sort of just, it's just keep going. It's just keep going. That's what you do, like, you know. But from a headspace point of view, I do feel a lot better. So thank you very much for your support and your concern. And on the course, the more pressing matter, old Codger said, your flag is still upside down. Not anymore, it's not. I mean, I did a video on that. I'll tape anything. I'll tape me going down the shop for kitchen rolls. It's but changing the flag. Ken Warburton said, at last. Well done, Peter. Yes, Ken, I'm sorry it took me so long to come in. And Gary says, well done, Pete. He said, but all you needed to do was lift it from the bottom and put it to the top. This would have kept the white edge flagpole side on the left-hand side. By the way, Royal Air Force Warrant Officer for 38 years of service. Well, firstly, well done you for protecting our country. That I'm proud of. I couldn't, because it was screwed to the wall. So if I just lifted it up, it would have ended up right up in the air. You'd have to lift it up, and then I had to drop it, and I had to unscrew it and re-screw it. But yes, it is the right way around now. So, fantastico. Yeah, so, right, which brings us neatly on to the wise guys. And my mate, Nick the Urban Trucker. I hope you've got the VR, my friend. I hope it's got there okay. I hope the boy's enjoying it. You know, he's my transport manager. We talk. I talk to all these people. It's lovely. They you know, it just helps pass the time when you're driving. He says, hi, Pete. He said, on the question about operating vans outside of the UK, because the guy said, what do you need to do to run your vans outside of Europe? He said, if the van is plated below 2.5 tonnes, then no operator's licence is required. If the vehicle is above 2.5 tonnes, you require a small vehicle operator's licence. To apply for this, you still need a transport manager. as well as provide financial standing of 1600 for the first vehicle and 800 for every other vehicle you require on the license. So it's not like a truck. For a truck, you need 8,500 for the first vehicle and 4,000 for everyone afterwards. I think that's right. If not, it's pretty much ballpark. But you, yeah, but you still, yeah. Still need a transport manager, which is a lot less than a heavy goods operator's license. You are not required to have an operating centre, so you don't have to put with anywhere you park it, nor do you have to put an advert in a paper. For a small vehicle operator's license, the application costs £257. Then when approved, you pay £401 for your license in the last 5 years. If you intend on towing a trailer over 750 kilos abroad, that also requires to be registered as well. Also, all of this only applies to people operating commercially, hire and reward. And of course, if your total gross weight exceeds over 3,500 kilos, you will need a tachograph. Hope it says. Mate, you're an absolute mine of information. He really is, like, you know, I'm very, very lucky. I don't deserve it. I've got a lot of good people in my corner and I'm very, very grateful for him. But, you know, so to the man who says, what do you need to run outside of Europe? If you're under 2.5 tonnes, brilliant. If you're over 2.5 tonnes, it gets slightly complicated, but not quite as complicated as if you're driving a truck. Sounds like the side of that. That's the Janet and John version there. So Mick White, George name, says, he said, what, this is one of the wise guys, what do you think of the new CX feature wallet? I think it's an improvement. I don't even know what it is. I'm just on sort of like a owner-driver app. I don't use the CX. I don't use a financial manager because of the fact that some of my jobs don't go through the CX because I've got my own customers, and some of them go through a separate portal. The HBC jobs go through a separate portal, go through Smart. And so I put everything into separate account software. So everything I do is through a thing called Free Agent, which is effectively just like Xero. It's that kind of thing. And it all comes out of there, all goes through there. Some of the invoices I do email via the CX. But that's just because I'm not fracturing them. It's just as easy to click send. So I know nothing about wallet. So if anyone does know about this CX feature wallet, if you want to let me know, is it any good or not? And we can have a little discussion. I maybe even look it up. But no, as far as I'm concerned, I've never even used it. I didn't even know it was there. So, and Motor Explorer says, Sprinter for sure, drove the same one to China and back twice. I still recommend a Sprinter. I do think it's still a great van, although the Renault is coming up behind as a sort of a contender. But China and back, that's a long way, isn't it? You know, I remember one of the guys on the... one of the guys who taught me when I did the CPC, he said, we don't do long haul in this country, so you can't do long haul in this country. Go to America, that's long haul. You know, if you go sort of, you will do Los Angeles to New York, wait and return. That's 5 days. He said, that's long haul. And I know people like Nick, my mate, the urban trucker, lives in his lorry. He goes out on a Monday, comes home on a Friday, lives in a truck, like, you know, it's kind of more like long haul. But China, how long does it take to drive from here to China? Can you actually do it? Have you got to get on a ferry? Will you not get wet? I'm not even sure. So, world's worst career driver. If my sat nav went dead in Dunstable, I couldn't find my way home. Hopeless. So, fair play to you, mate. Sounds like a challenge. I wouldn't mind doing that myself. Maybe one day, if I ever get I've got Standard National, Standard International. Maybe one day. In the meantime, trucks. And this week on trucks, we have. Uso C, it says, Tiffany appears to be a lemon. Good luck, mate. Tiffany's doing all right. I've got to get the odd yellow light on the dashboard, but we're still trying to figure out that one. We've got the computer onto it, but I did it for MOT. I've got MOT in 2 weeks' time. We did for MOT prep today. What it needed, a tyre turning round because you couldn't read the weight thing on one side, but you could see it on the other side. Two bulbs. We had a bulb out on a tracer light. And I had a bulb out on the indicator because the orange is supposed to be flashing orange. And it's not the main indicator, it's the side indicator. It's flashing white. So they changed the bulb. Ian and Mark done it. Like I say, too many people around me looking after me. I don't deserve it, but I'm really, really grateful. So, two, I've got to get it professionally steam cleaned on Thursday. Doyle's are doing that. Used to be over in Kings Langley, they're now in Hemel Hempstead. And then it's going into Renault Tracks on Monday for the MOT, so it's fingers crossed on that one. I'll give you an update on next week, see how we're getting on. And a Yorkshireman's daily grind. He said, stick with Daft Pete. I'm pleased you agree with me. He said, reliable and fairly easy on repairs and parts are easy to come by. Little tip, keep the air tanks and restraining straps on the tanks free from rust. Give them a quick spray of paint every year with an aerosol. Fairly easy on the MOT, but they easy fail on a yearly MOT, but easy to avoid. I shall bear that in mind. With the MOT coming up, I shall bear that in mind. Thank you very much, sir. Which leads us neatly on to miscellaneous. Ivan Spencer, he says, we were talking about the AMPR cameras. He says, got a parking ticket up capability green loop. That's not far from me. That's where my wife used to work. She used to work at Whitbridge. Near Junction 10. Stopped for 4 minutes. This is frustrating, this. Got a £40 fine. Got onto them and said I hadn't... And that got onto them and said that that's what I had to pay, even when I said that this is ridiculous. Euro Parking Services didn't want to pay, but didn't want the aggro. Basically, I was looking for an address. I pulled over because I was looking for an address. I'd have let that one run. I said, take me to court on it then. Take me to court and tell me. But the problem is, it hangs over you. Like a sword of Damocles, and you think, and you write a letter and an email, and write a letter and email, and when you look into it, you think, oh, I've spent 4 or 5 hours fighting this. Actually, if you work out, I could just pay the £60, wipe my mouth, and walked away. But it's the aggro. It's just think, just give them the money and shut them up, and I can just forget about it, you know. But there's the aggro, but it's the principle as well, which is, and I was saying it was the aggro, it's the principle. It's like, no. I'm not paying you 40, 60 quid for 4 minutes parking when I clearly wasn't parked. Take me to court and see what happens. I dare say they wouldn't take it to court. I think, in fairness on that one, I think I'd just let it run. I'd have appealed it, like I did with the one, the sports ground that I was delivering. I appealed it, I lost. I appealed it to the ombudsman, I lost. I went, okay, fine. Take me to court then. Nothing happened. Because they're going to go to court, and I'm going, I was delivering. And any judge worth his salt is going to go, he was delivering. What do you want? Steve Campbell says, he said, I got a parking ticket from an AMPR, I like this, from an AMPR camera years ago in an Audi car park. Turned out Audi didn't have planning permission from Durham City Council to have the cameras installed, so that the thing didn't stand. He also said, yeah, sorry about the bad news of your boss, mate. I know we were chatting about him. He said he was a bit of a character himself. He says, I found out it's not going well for him. It's beginning of the end time, you know, sort of, there's a lot of it about. He says his daughter's taking over, although the operator's license will be in her name as my boss is, it's not working. You know, they're working things out on that side of things. He said, my job is still safe. However, our maintenance guy who does inspections has also quit and took on a full-time PAY job. He was our house mechanic. So we would do the maintenance as well. Like, we've currently got a maintenance guy who doesn't work weekends, which doesn't work because we're all out on the road all week. Don't suppose any of the wise guys know anyone in Sunderland or surrounding areas who does weekends. So if you're in the Sunderland area and you're a lorry mechanic and you do weekends, can we put something in the comments and maybe we can hook you two guys up and maybe it can work. That's what we're here for. Paul Oldfield says, it's DVS. I can't go into London because I haven't got DVS cameras on my truck. But bearing in mind, to fit DVS on my truck is £1,600, and it's changing at the end of October that you need a radar, and with a radar, it's £2,000. So everyone's already got a system, which is fitted because I have to. They paid a £1,600 back in the day. I'm now paying £400. For a whole kit, I'd have to pay £2,000. Now, bearing in mind I pay £5,000 for the truck, I'm not about to spend £2,000 on cameras to go on it. And I don't want to go into London anyway. You can keep it. Paul Oldfield says, what happened to being responsible for your own driving or riding? He says, I've noticed time and again cyclists risking their lives just because they don't want to slow down or be in the wrong place in the road. And we've spent millions on cycle lanes, so the guys on two wheels can play with... they still play with traffic. Putting these cycle lanes in has made it nearly impossible to filter on a motorbike as cars are all driving in the middle of the road. I think everything has its contraindications. As for the DVS thing, to a certain extent, I think it makes sense. Having cameras around the lorry, there are blind spots you can't see. And you might go, duh, 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 duh. You sort of look in your mirror, look at your camera. There's a guy there on a bike. And you're like, oh, Yeah, I couldn't see him. As for the vehicle is turning right, vehicle is reversing, beep, beep, beep. The problem with these things is they're like, in my mind, they're like high visibility vests. It's a bit, it's what I call, it's kind of the Incredibles principle. Whereas, you know, I'm going to give everybody superpowers and then everybody will be super. And as a result of which, nobody will be. Put everyone in a high visibility vest and suddenly you don't see them anymore because everyone's wearing one. Admittedly, if it's dark or something like that, you might have missed a museum. If you just go, beep, 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 vehicle is reversing, beep, 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 vehicle is reversing, before you know it, all you can hear in London is beep, 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 and you don't know, ignore it. And before you know it, you're just walking out in front of one of them. It's like, did you not hear the beeps? So what do you mean, did I not hear the beeps? I hear the beeps all day long, every day. They don't mean anything anymore. If it was unusual, like, oh, what was that? Oh, I better watch out for that. But if everything beeps, and it's just in the back of your head all the time, like I say, London, you can keep it. Dave, the crisps and the taxi, have a wonderful time. I'm going to go and deliver the Bath or Milton Keynes. Got lots of roundabouts. Joe Easton says, oh, the Yeti thing. We're on the Yeti thing. I might get one for my birthday. I think I might get one for my birthday. I might even do an unboxing. I've never done unboxings before. My mate Ben says I should do unboxings. So I might do one of those. He said, 100% recommend the Yeti flask. The only thing, I've done a review, it's got a little clicky magnetic thing, and they say it might leak a bit, and I do have a tendency to just throw the bag around. But I'm still going to give one a bash, I think. I'm kind of tempted. It looks like it's a really big cup, and that would be quite nice, because I do run out of tea halfway from about 2 o'clock. Do you know what drives me mad? I've got two flasks, and sometimes I've done the flask, I get to the end of the day, I wake up in the morning, I do my next flask, pick it up, it's still full. And one of them, I thought, I've only done one, thinking the other one was empty and I've left behind. That doesn't matter, you're not interested. But yeah, no, I think I might give the Yeti flask a go. But I might do an unboxing. And also Lee, my mate Lee, literally says, I would love a Yeti mountain bike, but they're more than the DAF. Yeah, I've started running again and I'm doing a gym again. Now it's kind of, I've got a bit more time. I'm not doing 15-hour days, got a bit more time. As for mountain bikes, might have to progress to that one, I think, maybe. So, Christopher Charles. Oh, come on, mate, Chris from Wrexham. It's nice to see you back, Chris from Wrexham. Chris, I've got to catch up with you again. I'm ringing again. I must remember. If not, give me a bell. If you're listening, give me a bell and we'll catch up next week. Hope you're doing all right. Presumably still driving the coaches, I expect. And a final comment today was from ML Logistics. He says, buddy, he said, any chance of we can meet up in life and I can go out with you for a day or so? I'll be honest with my friend, I politely have to say no. And the reason is I never know where I'm going to be. And I'm pretty much, I do try and get home. And if I can get home, I will. But if I end up getting a job, say Monday, and I get a job, my first job is tipping in Bedford in the morning, then I might get Bedford to, Bedford and Nuneaton. And I think I'll get a job coming back from Nuneaton. But if a job pings up, Nuneaton to Cardiff, tipping in the morning, needs an 18-ton, needs to be collected in the next hour, pays really good money, I'm going to take it. And if I take that job and you're in a cab, if you're in a cab with me, I can't take that job. It's like, where are you going to sleep? I've only got one bed, and it's not that big. So, sorry, my friend. It's kind of a one-man band. I'm back to being a one-man band. And I'm very happy to be back to being a one-man band. So another Sunday Q&A, 2 weeks to the wedding. Super shiny lights, look at that. We're doing it in the house. Of course we're doing it in the house. It's got a barn. I said to the kids, why don't we just do it here? Because, and then she told me, you know, she started showing me how much it is to rent these places. I went, yeah, we're doing the house. But yeah, I'll give you an update next week. And in the meantime, what have we got? I've got the rundown. I've got to clean the lorry, MOT the lorry. And then next week, prepare a house. And somewhere in the meantime, I've got to get that on the road, get it out on the road, and I need to take care and take money.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.